Interest rates, trade war, water under the bridge. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Since the early part of the year, markets have kind of been on a gentle rise. Volatility's been gently falling. There haven't been any crazy shocks or crazy rallies, which is such a contrast to where we were at the end of last year. Things are now just kind of calm. Are they too calm? Susan Schmidt is head of U.S. equities with Aviva Investors. Good morning.
Good morning.
So if we go back to the beginning of this year, markets were burdened with great anxiety over a number of issues. And people said, well, look, let's wait and see what happens with earnings season. It'll be some hard data to ground markets. Well, we're at the end of earnings season now. So what happened?
Well, it worked. We saw some good data. We had company management's coming out telling us how things were looking. And I think the market took a lot of reassurance from those facts. Right now, the market's looking at this saying China looks like it's probably going to be okay. The Fed has come out and said they're very supportive. And overall, consumer confidence is still pretty good.
Well, I get that the Federal Reserve has gone to great lengths to sort of calm markets down and say it's going to take a cautious approach to rates. But China's still up in the air. Brexit is, who knows what's going on there? These aren't problems?
That's a good point, because those issues are still out there. The market's assuming that suddenly China trade, which had been such a pressure point, has basically gone away. And the market's assuming that that is going to be resolved without great incident. Just a few comments from the administration on a high level that we're working towards an agreement that looks favorable has been taken to be very positive, and it's okay to move forward and look past this. It will be resolved without great issue. That's not necessarily the case. So that's a risk going forward.
Does that not mean, though, there's some sort of cognitive dissonance? I mean, these things are still risks, but we're just kind of looking the other way?
The market likes to focus on top line, superficial news. And so when we see on the surface positive comments about China, and the hard, cold data points that the market has are from CEOs and management teams talking about their businesses, which seem to be doing well, the market overall is stepping back and taking a look at this and saying, all right, I'm not going to panic anymore. I think it goes to show the importance of having actual data points and true fact coming in to influence stock prices. That's what's supposed to happen.
Susan Schmidt, head of U.S. equities with Aviva Investors. Thank you.
Thank you.
Volkswagen, Mercedes, BMW, Audi, Porsche, what do they have in common? They are European cars you can buy here in the U.S. None of them are French. French cars are a rarity here, but French carmaker Peugeot just announced it plans to return to the U.S. market that it left more than 25 years ago. Marketplace's Ben Bradford reports.
Peugeot is one of the world's oldest auto brands, owned by one of the largest auto companies, PSA. The plan is for it to make its comeback to the world's second largest car market by 2026.
They've been putting out little morsels of what they plan to do.
Michelle Krebs, analyst at Cox Automotive, says it's not yet clear if we'll have Peugeot SUVs or Peugeot electric cars. The company is already establishing a car sharing service like Zipcar, which could help reintroduce the brand.
Trying to break through and get onto customer awareness and customer consideration will take time.
Stephanie Brinley at IHS Markets spoke via Skype. So, what is the Peugeot brand? Krebs says it falls in between luxury car and mass market.
They were interesting. They were, you know, different.
Neither Krebs nor Brinley could quite say how.
Your French styling is a little bit different. It's hard to describe precisely.
It's like, if only there were some phrase. Maybe in French, meaning an indescribable quality. I'm Ben Bradford for Marketplace.
Italian-American automaker Fiat Chrysler says it's going to spend $4.5 billion over the next 3 years to revamp several of its plants and create 6,500 new jobs. This is after cutting operations at one plant and eliminating 1,400 jobs.
I'm Shepard from Lincoln, Nebraska, and I listen to Marketplace several times, actually, every day, because it's got the economic news and developments that are important to me. I donate to Marketplace so that it can be available to everyone, and I hope you'll join me in this effort. Thanks.
To join Shepard as a Marketplace investor, donate online at marketplace.org.
Well, we have a pretty good idea where all that joyless stuff you've been Marie Kondoing out of your homes is going. Thrift stores. Marketplace Hub reporter Peggy Lowe from KCUR reports.
Even before the new year, Beth Kapp had been thinking about clearing the clutter in her Kansas City, Missouri home. Just the thought of the holidays was making her anxious. The single mom with two kids knew they'd get presents, which meant even more stuff.
Then after the holidays, I was watching on Netflix The Show, and it was really interesting to see her process because I knew there were things I needed to do, but I didn't really know where to start.
That show was Tidying Up with Marie Kondo, which premiered on Netflix this year. Kondo enters people's homes and teaches them her method of organizing.
Hello, I'm Marie Kondo. 私のミッションは...
Kondo encourages people to keep only things that speak to the heart and to discard items that no longer spark joy. That advice may have led to a spike in donations at thrift stores and resale shops like this Goodwill in Kansas City.
This is where we receive and separate our donations. So let's go to the donation door and talk about what we do when the customers pull up.
Keisha Gracious is a manager here. This year, they've seen a 14% increase in donations over last year.
So we're not sure if the uptick is totally to do with the Marie Kondo show. Generally, at this time of year, we do have an uptick in our donations.
Nationally, a Goodwill representative says stores are reporting a 10 to 20% increase in donations, and some of that is attributed to the Marie Kondo show. Beth Kapp has been working on Kondoizing her home for a couple months now.
I really like my house more, and I feel more relaxed and more peaceful, knowing where things go and being able to find them.
But it's not all a boon for the resale business. Adele Meyer, executive director of the Association of Resale Professionals, says lots of the stuff that's been donated is older because people haven't regularly cleaned out their homes. So it's costing some stores to have that junk recycled. In Kansas City, I'm Peggy Lowe for Marketplace.
And I'm Sabri Benishour with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.